Hello, this is Brother Dwayne Henson welcoming you to the Baptist Light. Remember William Tyndale and his burning desire to have the common man hold the Bible in his own hands and read it? He commended to having the plowboy know more of the scripture than the corrupt clergy. He was the first to translate the New Testament and much of the Old Testament into English from the original language. He was also called by some the architect of the English language, for his impact on the English language, given us many phrases we still use commonly today, nearly 600 years later. But what did he believe and why? Tyndale's doctrinal position could be summed up as, church is local only. He did not hold to the universal church position that was put in place by the Protestants to modify the Catholicism of their day. He believed in the priesthood of the believer. We do not have to go through another human to have a relationship with God. He believed Christ ordained in his kingdom two offices in a church, pastor and deacon. Notice the required relationship between kingdom and church as kingdom in Tyndale's doctrine. He believed in believers' baptism by immersion. No room for infant baptism or baptismal regeneration. He also held to the doctrine of repentance and faith, as well as a sole authority of Scripture. That doctrine is Baptistic, if not outright Baptist doctrine. William Tyndale stated that the work of baptism justifieth us as not, showing that he did not have any baptism or regeneration in his doctrine. He wrote in Doctrinal Treatise, "And to know how contrary this law is unto our nature, and how it is damnation not to have the law written on our hearts, though we never commit the deeds, and how there is no other means to be saved from this damnation than through repentance toward the law and faith in Christ's blood." William Tyndale's work was illegal almost anywhere he went, though he found a place of reprieve in Worms, Germany. The oppression by Catholicism still greatly controlled the world, and he was sought after and hunted for because of his work in translating the scriptures. But he desired so much to put the scripture into the hand of the common man that the plowboy might even know more scripture than the corrupt clergy of his day. He would print them and have them smuggled into England. The authorities there would buy up what they could and burn them. When he learned that they were buying them and burning them, he would purposely smuggle some to be bought and burned, and then use that money to print others to be smuggled to those that wanted them. God used this oppression to get the word into the common man in England, and that eventually was brought to the United States. But again, what did drive William Tyndale to this work of the scriptures, that every man may know what thus says the Lord? William Tyndale's translation into English showed the common man that the Pope was indeed the office of the Antichrist. He taught against purgatory and denied that we need a priest to mediate on our behalf. The Roman authorities were very angry and believed Tyndale must be stopped, as well as the Anglican authorities in England. But Tyndale was unconcerned, if you will, in a sense, for he said, "For if God be on our side, what matter maketh it who be against us, be they bishops, cardinals, popes, or whatsoever names they will?" On another occasion, he was quoted as saying, "It is impossible to preach Christ, except thou preach against Antichrist." And by Antichrist, it is evident that he meant the office of the Pope. William Tyndale's first translation was smuggled into England in bales of cotton. People were paying a week's wages to purchase the Bible in their own language. William Tyndale didn't just translate the Bible, he lived it. He was known to be a godly person in his youth. In Antwerp, he spent 2 days weekly ministering to the spiritual and temporal needs of the poor. In prison, he continued his biblical studies. When he sought permission to send for warmer clothes, his strongest appeal was for a lamp, his Hebrew Bible, grammar, and dictionary. His warm testimony and consistent life were blessed to the conversion of the gaoler, the jailer, and the gaoler's daughter. When King James had the translation made, which is known today as the King James Bible, the translators considered all of Tyndale's translation, and it is said that in 70 to 80% of the King James Bible, they kept Tyndale's writings. So that actually our King James Bible is more of a Tyndale Bible than anything else. But where did Tyndale get his doctrine? William Tyndale's parents were members of an independent Lollard church in South Wales. But who were the Lollards? To put it simply, the Lollards were another group in our past that were Baptist. J.T. Christian says the Lollard movement later merged into the Anabaptist. They were accepted among the Waldensians as well as the Albigenses, for their doctrine was the same. The roots of William Tyndale are Baptist. William Tyndale was betrayed by a friend, spent over 500 days in jail, and then strangled while tied at the stake, and his body burned. His last recorded words were a prayer. "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." And that prayer was answered after his death with the publishing of the King James Bible. In the book Origin of the Baptist by S.H. Ford, in chapter 4 on Wells, he says, "There are most conclusive evidences that William Tyndale, who translated the Bible into the English language and the books of Moses into the Welsh language in 1536, was a Welsh Baptist of that plain, strict, apostolic order. He lived most of his life in Gloucestershire, England, but Llewellyn Tyndale and Hezekiah Tyndale, his parents, were members of the Baptist Church in Abergavenny, South Wales." That's from David's History of the Welsh Baptist, page 21. He continues, "The text of Mosheim is thus fully illustrated by facts. Baptist lay concealed in almost all the countries of Europe before the rise of Calvin and Luther. Actually, the world owes a debt to the Baptists and the publishing of the Bible in English, which was mightily used by God to bring liberty to America and much of the world. And I owe a debt to Brother Thomas Creasel for opening my eyes to the Baptist heritage of William Tyndale, the martyr who translated the Bible into the language of the common man." This is Brother Dwayne Henson with the Baptist Light. Thanks for listening.